A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Guys, welcome back to the All Elite Podcast right here on the No Holds Barred Network, your source for all wrestling podcast content and more. I am your host, as always, your self-proclaimed greatest host, the King of Canada. I don't know, I can't think of any nicknames just yet. My name is Kyle Masters, and I'm always joined by my co-host. She has many nicknames. She's known as the Queen of the Indies, mainly the Heartbreak Chick, that's for sure. The
I don't know. I feel like I kind of need to, like, kill that name.
You need, like, a Shawn Michaels Heartbreak Chick shirt. That's what we need to get you on the store.
But it's, like, C-H-I-C.
Yeah, and it's got to be in, like, Shawn Michaels, like, Trunks font. Are you doing that? that's Tiffany.
Hi.
Come on, Tiff. Our beautiful layout for the winter is coming. Winter's here. Whatever we want to say it now, like it's common. Winter is coming, gone. But
I love how like Kyle said to me, "What's it called?" He's like, "Your eyeshadow matches the background." I was like, "I did that on purpose."
It's like, oh, like, so I'm feeling winter is coming. I'm feeling murpy today.
I'm feeling very murpy today. So
the hell is it? I mean, people are like, "What the hell is murp?"
Oh, jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ollie Podcast, where myself and Tiffany talk about everything that goes on in the AEW world. If you are new, welcome. If you are a returning listener, thank you for coming back, watching us on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook Live, wherever you're watching us. If you're watching back on YouTube, thanks for doing that. If you are downloading the episode, thank you so much for doing that as well. But we're here to talk some AEW, and man, fuck, that was probably the biggest episode of Dynamite throughout 2020. And I don't know, 2020 has been a shitty year with, you know, the pandemic and all, but this was definitely probably the best Dynamite of the year. Probably since they've started, to be honest. Like, this was jam-packed, and it was exciting. It was, oh, God, and it ended off on such a high note. Like, they ended off with, the Sting thing, and then, like, they just went even higher what we got, the end of Dynamite. I'm just like, oh, my God.
It was really, like, crazy because, like, it wasn't a lot of matches, though, but, I mean, I'm glad we got, what was it? Like 40 minutes of the match. Was it about like 40 minutes?
Yeah, I think 40 minutes. It might have started like right at the half hour. I didn't really look at the time.
No, it was definitely like 9:15, 9:20-ish that it kind of started. And I know that we had like the little vignette before the fact and then even like everything that happened after. So at least we got a good chunk for this.
I think we got a pretty good match too. Like that was... That's at the end of the year when you look at like the year of 2020, that's on your top three matches of the year, I think. It's gotta be.
Right. It was good. It was, like you said, it was jam packed. Like, it was funny because it's just everything. It left off that it was like, what the hell just happened? Right. And I'm sure that's why a bunch of you guys are in the chat. Like, and we're going to get into that, but like, damn, I was so confused at the end. Like,
so many thoughts.
I mean, we've been saying this right for weeks on the All Elite Podcast, right? That Kenny Omega was going to take the belt, right? This is something that we've all been talking about, and even like all our people in the chat. These are things that it's been that huge buildup that Kenny Omega was going to take the belt. But damn, we got like kind of like swerved at the end. Like, it was like, oh my God, it was like crazy.
Did you see Twitter after, like, all the Impact people tweeting and then all the AEW people tweeting about Impact Wrestling? I'm like, what is happening? Like, wrestling Twitter's just exploded.
we just got Christmas. That's what we got.
Tony Khan's like, fuck the 25th. We're coming now.
Yes. Amber said this was the ending we should have had in Game of Thrones. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I'm totally with this, but that's, I don't know. Maybe me and Kyle will talk about that on one of our free-for-alls about Game of Thrones or something like that. But
speaking of the free-for-alls, guys, me and Tiff recorded the first of many fun episodes for Free For All, which is a Patreon exclusive. So if you want to see that, you're going to have to subscribe to the No Holds Barred Network Patreon, which is where this podcast is on. Little as a dollar a month gets you access to everything we post on there. Me and Tiff did our Free For All. There's a small preview clip if you go over to the No Holds Barred Network Twitter account at NHB Network. Subscribe first or follow first and then go over to the clip and see what the shenanigans me and Tiff were talking about. We talked about Christmas trees. We talked about aliens. We talked about the SantaCon, which I've never heard of before. And I got my first reaction to that. It's just going to be a fun, not necessarily podcast. It's never going to be an audio. It's just going to be video. But a fun show that me and Tiff are going to do. We're just going to go. It's free for all. Like, there's no holds barred in anything we say, which is, you know, pun intended. We just talk about random things, anything that's like in the news. There's a bunch of random stuff. We might do like themed episodes, like where we used to do a coffee podcast. We might do a coffee episode where we just try a bunch of different flavored K-cups and you see our reactions in the video. You know, we're going to do a lot of fun stuff with it. So head on over to No Holds Barred Network, subscribe to the Patreon. Again, little as $1 a month gets you all that stuff. I got a lot of gaming content that I'm going to be putting on there. When I get more free time now, I'll be posting that on Tiff. Did you notice I got my Christmas backdrop starting to get bigger there?
Oh, boy. And Yoda's still there. So.
Yoda's still there. I might make him front Yoda's and center eventually.
Me out. Like, I get distracted.
Is it the eyes?
I think he should take over the mascot. Sorry, Fat Pharaoh. I think that's our mascot now.
Yikes. He's
creeping me out.
Yeah, if anyone didn't know, if you're an audio listener, you gotta come over to the YouTube version or the video version and look. So that's Yoda holding it. Well, supposed to be holding a GIF, but the face is just like, it looks like Yoda times 100 years old. It looks so weird, but he's back there. I'm keeping him back there.
Oh man, yo, our chat is popping, and they are. I mean, like, I feel like this is just gonna be that episode that we're just gonna wind up talking about Mox and Kenny and. Everything.
Are we going to talk as much as the match length?
I think we should, because, like, let's be real. This is the reason why you guys are in here today. So I feel like it's going to be that kind
of. We had the fan tweet to go through. God, so much. So busy.
So much. But let's give the fans what they want, Kyle. Like, let's
hug it out. The best friend's hug. You just dropped the line. You just dropped Excalibur's line. Gotta give the people what they want.
Oh, we're screwed now. Oh.
No, copyright. Flag. Oh, I already dropped the F-bomb. We're already fat. Like, we're already messed up.
Even know like where we should go with this, because it's just crazy. But by the way, Queen of Many's in the chat. Girl, I love you. I mean,
the,
like,
newly mothered.
We need to be blessed by her presence on the Oli podcast again. So
yeah, we gotta get you on again.
Maybe we could get her on. You know, maybe we can get her on again.
Get her on doing this? Like, what is this? What is that? Yeah, mixing something up here?
She's retired, okay? She's retired.
Oh, yeah, she's retired. Sorry.
I think I can nudge her. I think I can nudge her a little bit.
That's a big elbow there. You're gonna pop her in the face?
Yeah, see, she said she'd love to anytime. We're gonna make this happen.
Yeah, you pop her in the face, you gotta do the whole rest move. You gotta, like, smack your knee so it makes Anywho, yes. Rehu.
Yes, let's do this.
God, yeah, AEW last night was sweet. So much to talk about with what happened last night. Not even just the two main things. Like, other things, too, happened really cool. So we had, like, they opened up with the Battle Royal.
That was a lot.
Okay, so, hey, I got to talk about the Battle Royal, because you like the concept? I don't know. I don't remember if they did this the last time they did a Battle Royal of any kind.
Oh, yes,
where they start on the outside of the ring, and then they go in the ring after, like, as soon as the bell rings.
It's a lot, right? Like, I feel like it's a little chaotic for me. I mean, but again, this is only wrestling, right? It's got to be completely different. But it is a little chaotic that everybody goes into the ring and then you have people outside. But again, at the same time, too, we're building stories within you know, the battle royale. So it's a lot to try to keep up. And like, I like, you know, royals and stuff, but at the same time too, it's crazy because you're trying to make sure you capture everything, I feel like.
Right.
And I feel like you miss out on things. So that's the only like downfall, like I feel about it. But it is different and it is AEW. So definitely why not that we come down to the last two. Like, again, guys, you in the chat, let me know what you guys think as well, because like, I'll pull it out of the chat what you guys are saying. So, I mean, what do you think? Do you like this that it even came out to like the final two for next week that we got a match?
I was confused. I actually just completely forgot that that was even a rule. I'm like, wait, why are they ringing the bell? It's not over yet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're facing each other next week for the ring. Was that made clear? I don't know. I didn't really have the volume on too high in the beginning of the episode, but I remember. Yeah. Was that made clear like last week too? Because I don't remember them saying that last week.
I think so. I want to say yes. So, but it was clear last night. It definitely was like clear.
Okay.
So, but there was a lot of things going on. Like, I was loving the storyline with Dark Order and Hangman Page, and Dark Order like saving Hangman Page.
Oh, that was fantastic. Like, that was so great.
Listen, I can't get enough of John Silver, Johnny Hungy. Okay. Like, I just can't.
The hell, Johnny Hungy. I can't. I don't know if I can get behind that. Just sounds what? I can't say it. I feel what? Weird saying Johnny Hungy. That just, just not me. What? If I see him in public, I'm not gonna go up and go, "Yo, Johnny Hungy."
I would. What's wrong with you? Why not?
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not doing that. Nah.
You're no fun.
You won't catch me going, "Johnny Hungy, yo."
I would. I'd be coming, Johnny Hungy.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, get that crazy person out of here. Security! Security!
Come on. You guys suck, okay?
Johnny Hungy, anyways. Yeah, that was cool. I like the whole Hangman and Dark Order thing. I think that's going somewhere. That seems like it's a pretty cool storyline. So I guess Tony Khan confirmed today or yesterday, was it, that he didn't really say. He just says, Brody Lee's out. Didn't say why, but he said that. But if it's an injury, why didn't he just say he was injured? It's weird. You know, why can't you say he's injured? What's I don't understand that. Anyways, he told some reporter or whatever that he's out, but he's gonna be back soon. So he should be back soon.
I've been thinking about it, right? Like, how cool would it be? Like, because John Silver is like so huge now or whatever. And like, was he like the leader now of Dark Order, or are we gonna get that storyline going on of like Hangman Page comes in and he becomes the leader of the Dark Order? Are we gonna get that? Like, I think it's very interesting. Like,
I don't know, they're getting pretty big. You sit there and think of all the members. Like, you add Hangman Page into full, that's a big faction. That's bigger than the Inner Circle, which I thought was big to begin with. Yeah. Now you. I don't know.
But now I feel like Inner Circle needs the kind of like breakup. I feel like it's overdone now. Like,
we're gonna find out next week.
Well, I know. So like, I'm saying, like, I'm okay. Like, I'm over it now. Like, it was great. It did its thing. It you know, like, we've gotten like a year worth of this now. Now I feel like Dark Order is starting to come into that era right now that it's all about the Dark Order. And I think a lot of people now are more into the Dark Order than, I mean, look where we've gone in a year. Right. And we were not behind this. We're like the creepy whatever. And the perverts, the creepy
creepers, the perverts. Yeah. The perverts of the Dark Order. Watch your junk. The perverts of the Dark Order are coming by. They grab you. Yeah. That's why they're going to grab your junk. That's why they do that.
Hey, I don't know if you guys watched an episode of Indie Talks. Eric Corvus had like, you know, he got into the camera. He looked like Brody Lee. Then he started putting the hand up and saying,
"I saw that. That guy actually looks like Brody Lee up close. That was weird."
Oh,
the
man,
perverts.
Great. Anyway,
the
but
perverts. You're making me make a shirt on our store like the perverts instead of the creepers.
Oh my God, we're getting taken down. We're getting canceled. Yeah. But anyway. Okay, but no. In reality, what do you feel about this?
I don't know. I thought it was entertaining. Like, this whole antics of the Dark Order, and then there was that like one part in the match where like John Silver and Reynolds were like helping him out, and then like, they helped him out, and he's like, thanks, guys. I don't know. It's hilarious just because the way Hangman is. It's a good side story until, you know, him, and eventually we know that Kenny are going to meet up probably for that world title. So that's something to do up until maybe closer towards Revolution. So
right.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something different. Like, we need to change their upcoming. Bert said in chat, from where the Dark Order started till now, I would say it's been a success. And it has, because I think a lot of
people. Yeah, they got rid of the perverts.
The creeper began.
Great success.
Oh, Johnny Hungy.
Okay, enough with the Hungies. It's got to stop.
Why? I need that as a shirt. I have to go over it. I need it as a shirt. I have to, because I just can't. Like.
Anyways, I don't know. I can't see Orange Cassidy carrying a ring. And he just says, then he's not a ring guy. You know, he's an orange juice guy. He's not going to carry a ring around. So MJF's winning 100%. Like, I'm sorry, your boy's.
I don't
losing.
Know about that.
What is he going to do with a ring? It doesn't fit his persona and his look.
But he's just so over.
He should
like,
take the ring and just go like this. Like,
He'll put it in his backpack. If you bring it all the way back. So you
great spot for a ring, your backpack.
Yes, he puts it in the backpack like he used to do it with his orange juice. In the backpack. Mm. And he comes into the ring with his backpack. And then he pulls out the ring and then he puts it away. That's it. That's the spot.
He's not winning the ring. The ring, and unless he changes it to, I don't know, a diamond orange.
Oh, my God. He gets an orange and shoves it in the orange.
Maybe. Yeah, and then that, you
come
know,
on,
then we,
Kyle.
Then we don't see the ring ever again.
Work with me, Kyle. Work with me, okay?
Well, I'll just wait till next week when the match is over.
I mean, I kind of believe, too, that... you know, MJF's going to win. I kind of don't think Orange Cassidy is, but I love Orange Cassidy so much. I'm kind of sad because I really thought we were going to get MJF and Wardlow. And I got like excited for a little bit last night. And I was like, yes, we're finally getting what we've been wanting and anticipating for so many months. And then womp, womp, womp.
I think the only thing that's going to save Orange Cassidy is from that battle royal, MJF kind of screwed over Sammy Guevara. What if Sammy Guevara screws over MJF?
Well, then that's their possibility of like Orange Cassidy winning. And again, we talk about this all the time on All-E podcast, is a lot of things can go either way. You're not always going to necessarily see like what you think is going to happen. So I can see it going either way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I would love to see Orange Cassidy with the ring. But I can kind of still see it flipping the other way and MJF keeping the ring and running with it. And I feel like in a way, like MJF kind of needs the ring, because then what?
I know. Well, I mean, yeah, he kisses it every time it comes out. So like, what is he going to do? Kiss his knuckle? Look at this knuckle.
Make his own ring or something like that. I don't know.
A Burberry ring. That's what he needs. A Burberry ring.
Yes, I love it. So,
man. What else happened besides the two main things in Dynamite?
So we had
something
Kazarian
else happening
and Jericho.
Jericho and Kazarian. Okay, so like between those two, that's 50. I tweeted out 52 years of experience between Jericho and Kazarian. Like, that's a lot. And this was, you know what? Like, Kazarian. The one thing I love that he does so cool is that leg drop. You know, when he goes and does like it was so cool because they transitioned it. Like, they had Jericho go for the lion salt, and then it got countered, and then Kazarian countered it into going for his leg drop, which is the same way. He bounces off the middle rope and turns that clean turn he does into the sitting position and then comes down. It looks like when you're in Super Mario and you do like the jump in the air and you come down on the Koopa. Like, it's so clean and fluid. Like, he does it so good. But I thought it was a decent match. Like, I thought it was pretty good.
It was good. And then, of course,
the deception.
You know, we had the ending.
Everyone just kicking. Everyone just beating the shit out of each other.
A lot happened. And that's why I say, like, I do think we need this breakup of the inner circle. Because I feel like there's a lot of things, like, you know, and then we could focus back onto Ortiz and Santana going into the tag division completely, and maybe that build up so that they can come back and come for the belt.
So is any of those two injured? Because, like, when's the last time we saw those two tag? Like, it's been a long time. Last time we saw a tag, but, like, it was Ortiz, but he was with Sammy. Why haven't they tagged together? Why? What's the deal there? Is Santana hurt? Someone I know is in the chat is going to tell us, like, oh, he's hurt. Okay, fine, we'll find out. Anyways, yeah, we need to see some more LAX, some more Pride and Powerful. Come on.
Because I was thinking Proud about this. If I was thinking back of, like, Impact with everything going on, you know, like, them coming from there. It'd be great to see those matches. Like, I mean, we'll get into that when we go into our Impact talk. But, like, just the talk, the New York accent.
The talk.
But definitely to, like, see to go back to, you know, if the possibility of the dream matches with them and, like, back to, you know, where they were before even, like, AEW. Yeah. So.
Leila Hirsch and was it Britt Baker? Not a bad match. I mean, Leila Hirsch, I want to see more of her on Dynamite. She's got such a cool style, and she does a lot for her size.
Tiny.
I know,
she's
pretty good for her size.
She's so tiny compared to Britt. It was so funny, and I love that, like, Britt played into it in the beginning, and she's, like, comparing the size.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And I love Britt Baker's makeup, like, done. Like,
her makeup's always on fleek. Like, she... Is there anything good that she can do is her damn makeup and her matching it to her attire. Like, she's always on point with that stuff. So, you know what? I thought it was a good match. And I know we didn't get too much women's stuff, but, you know, the rest made up for it. And we had that backstage with Sheeta, who got scared. Like, she heard, like, something drop. And she's like, I ain't scared.
I love the fact, like, me and Kyle are huge with Sheeta. Love it, love it, love it. And I love the fact that she's come such a long way. And I love the fact that she learned the language. And I love that she can go into that character and play this with Abaddon, that she's, like, scared. And, like,
I love,
like,
they're doing really a story out of it. Like, they're not just giving us the match. They're kind of playing a little bit of a story here.
Like, I really felt it. I really, really felt it yesterday.
Trust me, I did too. Every time I see Abaddon, I feel it all the time. I run for the hills. I am out of here. Every time she's on my screen, goodbye.
I swear, if we ever go back to norm, okay, and if we get to go, like, if me and Kyle ever get to go to another AEW pay-per-view again, and if we get to go do meet and greets, I want to make Kyle meet her, like, make him, like, I need to have, yes, I will pay the money for it, Kyle. I will even fork the money for you to meet her. I will even front it, absolutely. Like, it's a must.
I am not meeting her.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I promised this on the podcast.
Abaddon, if you watch this, please. I'm not meeting you. I had no disrespect. I am freaked out by you. Not happening. Don't let this happen if you ever see us.
Yes,
no.
I will drag just, Kyle.
You stay
I
where you are. I will go. I'll go the other way. I'll run the other way.
I don't. No. We don't even need to start a FundMe page for Kyle to meet freaking Abaddon. I will freaking front the money, and I will drag his ass to meet her. Like,
tell you what, you talk about the FundMe page. If you know that change.org, the petition, if you can make one of those, and if you can get it,
I'm gonna make a petition.
Hold up, if you get it to 100 signatures, I'll give you 100. I guarantee it's not gonna happen.
Perfect.
If you get to 100 signatures, I'll do it. But if you get, not happening.
If I get to 100 signatures,
and you know what, I'm gonna give you a deadline. By the end of the month.
Perfect.
By January 1st, if there's not 100 signatures on there, you cannot make me do it.
Oh, I will make it happen.
No.
Oh, yes, I will. Challenge accepted, baby!
Anyways, women's division. Yeah, we're also, I'm hoping that we get some followation of what happened with Jade Cargill and Brandi Rhodes. Because it kind of did that whole backstage thing, and we haven't seen them for 2 weeks. So what's going on?
Sorry, I'm just dying.
Stop laughing. I have a show to run here. God. People don't want to listen to laughs for 50 minutes. They might listen to other All Elite podcasts. Where you don't experience laughs.
I'm dead.
Enough said.
Oh, God.
Anywho, okay. Rihu.
All right, I'm back together.
Yeah, refresh,
now.
You know. I don't remember what F key it is. But refresh.
I'm good. Anyways. All right. I'm good.
God. All right, so I guess we're just left to talk about the two big things. And I want to talk about the first one. And there's a lot going on about this. I've seen a lot of people's reactions to it, mixed reactions. It's something to talk about. It's cool to discuss these things and analyze these things. So so Cody and Darby faced off against Ricky Starks and Will Hobbs. Okay.
Powerhouse?
No.
Powerhouse. Will. Get it correct, Kyle. Get it correct. Powerhouse.
So freaking weird. Powerhouse Hobbs.
Why do you hate the name? I don't understand this.
It's
why?
To be honest, you know what? I don't like thinking like this, but it's just my brain's got the better of me. It's typical WWE. Like they what's the why do you need to why is her name change when it didn't need to happen? Will Hobbs was fine.
No, I like Powerhouse.
Maybe it should be Will and then quote in like quotes Powerhouse Hobbs. Will
no,
Powerhouse
I
Hobbs.
Like
his nickname.
I like it.
Don't change it, guys. Damn freaking first name to Powerhouse. What is you know, driver's license, license and registration, sir? What is a Powerhouse? Not happening. Oh dear, look, it's a boy. What do you want to name him?
Just saying Powerhouse. In the chat that if it was WWE that they would take away the first name.
Yeah, it'd be just Hobbs.
Yeah. Or so Will. Powerhouse Hobbs. There you go.
He'll go one on one tonight against Will.
I don't know why you can't get behind this. I think it's great.
Yeah. Anyways, the match, besides what happened in the match, is pretty good.
I love how it ended. I love the Cody cutter into the coffin.
And drop. That was beautiful.
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect.
And he does a suicide dive to stop Hobbs from coming in. Like, very well done ending. Clean, crisp. Mm-hmm. And like what happened after the brawling, if it wasn't for Sting, like that brawling probably wasn't necessary because I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Because a lot of people were confused. Like they're setting up Dustin and then for the title hit. And then like Taz's like, no, we have to, you can hear him. We're like, no, grab Cody. We have to get Cody. How'd you guys forget the wrong guy? They don't look alike.
No, man.
Freaking hell, man. Dustin's gonna have his face.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Ain't it? How do you get them mixed up? Anyways, then they set him up and the lights go. So my instant reaction, I'm like, okay, who? And then, like, the music starts. Oh, my God. Mikey Ruckus, buddy, you created a masterpiece with that theme because, A, I had no idea what was going on. I noticed the crow near the end before Sting came out. I'm like, oh, could it be Sting? And then, obviously, you know, the letters of the electric lightning, Sting. And I'm like, oh, shit, they're actually going through with this. I didn't think so. I thought it was just rumors and people in the wrestling, you know, wrestling Twitter can go crazy sometimes. And I'm like, oh, my God, okay, they actually did it. Like, Sting came out, and oh, God, the production, the snow pyro did it for me, Tiff. I'm like, I'm sold. I do not care. I was sold with the snow pyro.
I loved it.
That was beautifully done because you know what it meant? You know what it did? They started it as it when the blizzard appeared on the screen, the actual snow started going. I'm like, oh, my God, that's like, oh, it was so perfect. And the crowd there. You could hear them scream from, like, you ever hear their screams from Georgia, how loud they were. Sting comes out. Team Taz is running. Just, they're gone. They go running. And he comes out, has stare downs with everybody. He has a stare down with Arn. He's got a stare down with Cody. And then, obviously, the big stare down with Darby and him looking at his side. And that was a cool stare down because I don't think Sting is there to mess with the Nightmare family. And he's not wrestling. Let's get that out of the way. I 100% believe this guy is not wrestling. A, the guy's 61 years old. There's no way they're going to be able to put this. I don't think he's the fitness freak to have a match at 61 years old. Two, I mean, that neck injury that he did in WWE, that was pretty bad. I mean, it pretty much forced him to retire. I know that people come back from neck injuries and stuff and yada, yada, yada. I kind of don't want to see Sting in a match. I love him coming to AEW. That's cool. Whatever. They signed a multi-year deal. I mean, even if they stop putting him on TV after a while, he's an incredible backstage help. Or they can feature him with, he can put him as a manager or talent relations, whatever. Like, the guy is going to be huge for AEW.
Right.
As for right now, I love the pairing if they did something with him with Darby. I told Tiff this. I'm like, can you imagine the vignettes these two can pull off together? My mind races a million miles an hour trying to think of like what they can do with AEW production. Those two together, these vignettes are going to be the coolest things we're ever going to see.
What are you guys in the chat? Because you guys are popping off in the chat. Like, what do you want to see from Sting? Because, like, what do you think? Where? I mean, there were so many fan tweets that me and Kyle could have put out on the Ollie podcast Twitter yesterday. So because the chat's going nuts, like, let me know, like, where do you want to see Sting? Like, you know, obviously, like, you know, me personally, like, I don't want to see him get hurt. So, like, I don't want him to wrestle because it's just too much. Like, I'll get, like, anxiety and worry, and I don't want to go through that. It's bad enough we've had that with Matt Hardy, right? Like, do you want to see him mentoring someone? Do you want to just see him on commentary? Like, do you want him seeing, like, I don't know. Like, what do you want to, like, see? Like, I don't know what I want, you know, him to see. So, is he going to be, like, a backstage, you know?
I think eventually he will be like a backstage guy, but he's 61 years old. I know the paint covers it all. I mean, he looks pretty decent for 61. Like, he looked incredible with the gear on. They have shirts and hats and jackets already made up. Freaking t-shirt company, man. They just have everything on deck ready to go as soon as it happens. Right. Yeah, it's just like, oh, it was cool. Like, the nostalgia of it, him, the, you know, the first time on TNT in like 18 years, we got to hear Tony Schiavone, who I told Tiff before the podcast. I'm like, you know, this guy is probably sitting there all day, can't wait to yell, "It's Sting!" And he does it, and he does it with such an... You can hear the excitement and enthusiasm in Siobhan's voice through that whole thing. Like, he was so happy to do it, and I think he was genuinely happy that Sting was back. Like, Tony Schiavone was there through it all in WCW, so it was definitely a cool nostalgia for him as well. So
yeah, Twitter exploded with that too. Yeah. So, but like, just reading into the chat, Brad says on-screen character, backstage coach. Chris says Sting mentoring Darby. April said he could be a creepy manager. Queen of NE says a mentor. Kilroy said he doesn't need to wrestle a match. He could be a badass who shows up and swings his bat to even the odds. Like, Bert says Darby and Sting would be money. Carl Metal says as the authority figure. Like, there's just so many.
The money's there for Darby and Sting to work right off the bat. The money is there. That would sell. That is perfect for Darby, who is a young, I can say up-and-coming talent, because Darby's going to be massive one day. He's big now, but he's going to be even bigger than what he is now. And if you're going to pair him with Sting off the bat, that's only going to transcend that and help that path become clearer for him.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. And that music was so freaking good. Oh my God, Mikey, man, that was a banger of a track. Like, it got me. Like, it was the guitar and the drums coming in after.
Rob asks, my friends, when did you guys pop Sting Omega Impact crossover? So
all of the above.
No, I popped more for the whole Impact thing. So that was more me.
Might as well, like, get into it now. Let's talk about the match first, and we'll get into the whole
match was great. Okay, we got into it.
The match was fantastic, okay? Like, that was... I was worried for a bit. I'm like, oh, man. It kind of seemed like there was a few times at the end where I was starting to feel, oh, maybe they're going to have Moxley retain here. Like, what if Kenny just takes the L clean? I had those thoughts going through my head. I honestly thought, I'm like, man, they could do it. They could pull the trigger. But then he hit the one-wing angel, and, okay, I had like a three-second... thought that I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be the first time anybody's going to kick out of this thing. And it's going to be John Moxley. And Kenny's going to be like the one to put him over big for that. And sure enough, no, my boy, I got him right here. Kenny Omega is the world champion. I marked out huge for this guy right here to win the AEW World Championship. My boy, Kenny Omega.
Oh, yeah.
Bang.
This is great. Yeah. This is great.
It was so awesome. Then the whole
girl, see if she had cleaner.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole cleaner. I was
Reach out to her. Yo, she made some cool. I gotta send you, Kyle. She made ornaments. They're cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, like I was ultra confused when I seen Don Callis get up, and like when Kenny was like quote unquote hurt. Well, I mean he did get hurt though. Like, you see his eye? He did. Hurt himself a little
really
bit.
Hurt.
So, but it helped play into. I guess I don't know if that was planned or what, because it all still flowed pretty nicely. And I was confused. I'm like, why the hell is Don Callis getting up from the booth? Like, what is he doing? I'm like, hey, why are we seeing Don Callis on commentary again? Something ain't right. When I first seen it at the beginning of the match, I'm like, something ain't right. I didn't have thoughts of what transpired, but I'm like, hey, there's got to be a reason why he's on commentary again. Like, they're not just bringing him in random times here. There's got to be something. And then the whole, he cheated John Moxley out. Like, he cost John Moxley the match. And I'm like, oh my God, like, Kenny cheated to win. I know, I'm massive Kenny Omega mark. It doesn't matter how he wins. I just love that he's a world champion. He cheated to win. And then they set out commentary. He went against the promise. Like, he told John, and John told him that they're going to have a wrestling match and prove who's the best wrestler in the world. Kenny cheated. And then you just see, like, Don, like, hurrying Kenny up. They ran through the back. Hey, what the hell's going on? I'm going, my hands were like this. I'm like, hey, what is happening? What is happening? What is happening? Where are they going? They get to the truck. He gets stopped by Marvez, and they ask him what the hell is going on. And then they say, we'll see you on Tuesday. And, like, instantly I'm like, oh, they're going to be on Dark? And I'm like, wait a minute. Impact's on Tuesday. Oh, my. And then, me and alongside everybody were like, oh, my God.
It exploded. But so, it still makes Moxley look good, right? Like, it doesn't make him look bad that he finally got his loss, right?
No, he got cheated out of the, like, exactly. It wasn't clean.
It was a perfect ending. Like, I don't think a lot of us really kind of expected it to end like this, and this is why, like, I think it was the perfect way that it ended, because it's made us sit in confusion, because I don't think any of us could have saw this coming, right? Like, of how it ended. Like I said earlier, me and Kyle have been saying this for weeks, that the buildup was here that Kenny Omega was going to take the title. It only makes sense. And I still feel like the proof is that Hangman Page is going to be the one that takes it off Kenny Omega down the line, because it's going to be, again, full circle, and the perfect person is Hangman Page to take it off Kenny Omega. But we're going to build Hangman Page to be this damn beast. But it's going to take some time, I feel like. But this is the perfect way, because we didn't expect it. And that's why I loved it. But everybody was so confused. Yeah. But then when we got that payout at the end, like, my God, the possibilities here. I can't.
I think this means Kenny's full heel. Like, that was a full heel move here. That's like, you're not a tweener. You're full on heel here. You just cost. You were in cahoots with Callis. He, there's a screw job there. You left with him in the truck, and you promised to be on Impact. I want to know. Like, this is going to be crazy, because now everybody's going to be tuning into Impact. This is going to draw numbers. It's going to draw crazy numbers on Impact, because everyone's going to be like, hey, what is Kenny going to actually show up? Or is it just going to be Callis with the AEW belt? Or, you know, what if Moxley shows up at the same time and attacks Kenny on Impact?
So my other question is, we go back to who attacked Moxley last week.
Oh.
So.
Could it be someone from Impact?
I exactly. Where
or is it Kenta?
Crazy. No. I think Kenta's trolling us all, right? I think
doesn't
Kenta's
he have that briefcase,
us.
Though? Does he yeah, not have but, the yeah, U.S. title
I don't,
briefcase?
I don't think it's that. I think it's Impact. I think it's Impact. Maybe Sami Callihan.
I saw that. Maybe. I saw everybody.
Oh, my God. That. Like, gimme. Okay? But
hey, gimme, never gets.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm so excited. Like, that roster at Impact is amazing. I love the fact that we go back to the beginning with AEW, and they always said that they were open to work with so many different promotions. And this is just huge. This is just going to make it more powerful. And it doesn't have to be every week, but we can still have those crossovers. So, like, every once in a while, we'll have a crossover to...
I saw a lot of people say Blood and... Because Tony Khan recently said that Blood and Guts is still going to happen. AEW versus TNA Blood and Guts type of match, like an invasion angle. So
God,
that would be sweet.
Oh God.
I also saw another crazy theory, which I know is very outlandish. So don't take it like 100% here. It would involve the roster to be huge and huge, but that, you know, that's why you have two shows. And the theory was Impact is going to become AEW's second show. They're going to bring Impact over to the TNT, get it off Access, whatever that stupid network is that nobody has, and everyone watches on Twitch anyways, and and bring it over to TNT, and then you have AEW Impact and AEW Dynamite. You still have Dark. You fit people on there, too. It's a YouTube-exclusive show, but you have, you know, maybe you move Dark to Saturday, or you move Dark to Friday, and you have Tuesday and Wednesday. You have AEW Impact, AEW Dynamite.
I'm laughing at the chat. Oh my God. The possibilities that we can get, man. Like, it would be great. I don't know if we're going to get that. Like, it'd be great. I'm all for it. The only thing I say about it is, and my only concern is, AEW has a huge roster and we're not like filling everybody on. And I know we got a lot of people on Dark, you know, but we're not getting a whole bunch of people on Dynamite and trying to...
I think that's the second show would help. Not saying Impact will be the second show, but eventually AEW does get that second show, it'll help.
And I'm all for it, like open doors, and I love it, and me being queen of the indies, I love the idea of indie wrestling working with AEW. It's great because it's still... AEW to me has that indie feel still, you know, and like with the Young Bucks, like, you know, I feel like they're always going to stay true to that as well. So, and if you guys haven't read the damn Young Bucks book, you need to get on it, because like the stuff that...
Still
like,
waiting, man. I don't know where the hell mine is.
Oh my God, that book is so good. It explains so much, and it just gave... Like, I already had big respect for the Young Bucks, but reading that book has been even more. And like, there's a lot of things I just didn't even know. So it explained a lot of them hustling and stuff, but they've always been true to like their fans. And even me personally, like I've talked about this with Kyle before, that, you know, they're very humble and it's very important to them with their fans, because if it wasn't for the fans, they wouldn't be here. So I get all that feeling. Even in the Kenny Omega and Moxley match last night, I got a lot of indie feel in it. So I feel like that's why like AEW is kind of special to me too, because I still have that indie feel to it. So, but I just hope for that. That's the only thing that I just hope that doesn't go south. Like, don't forget all your other roster in there too, because you got a lot of great talent in AEW that I wish would be pushed more.
Well, I think they're slowly doing it. We saw Top Flight getting a lot of time. We just saw the debut of the Acclaimed on Dynamite TV, cutting a promo on the Young Bucks, so that's something to look forward to. So I think they're slowly doing it. I think they're trying to find the right storylines, and again, it's tough with only one show. That's what the benefit of the second show eventually when it comes. That's going to help a lot, so we'll see what happens with that. But I'm going to read out your fan tweets about the partnership with AEW or AEW Impact, possibly. Again, there's nothing official yet. We're just going by what's going playing out in storylines, playing out through wrestling Twitter. So we tweeted out with what happened tonight on Dynamite. What are your thoughts on what looks like an AEW Impact partnership? So there's a lot of you guys, so bear with me here how I go through them. Dottila puts a partnership between Impact and AEW would be great. You know, a few weeks ago, Moose lost his TNA title and decided to call Le Champion for advice. So I feel like this partnership has been hinted on Impact. Okay, I didn't see that. So she's been keeping up with Impact. That's pretty cool. Your boy Brad tweeted out a stacked tag division. Fantastic young talent. The best women's division in the game outside of women's only companies. There's literally nothing bad about it. Exactly. There's literally nothing bad about a partnership with Impact. It's something big in the wrestling world that it's needed. And I'm loving it if it's done the right way. Bert Macklin. I hope I'm saying that right, Bert. I'm sorry. But he tweets out as a question: What are some of the matches you want to see?
Oh my god!
So I'll give to make this shorter. Just give me one match, Tiff, that you want to see. I'll give you one match that I want to see.
Oh my god! Jesus Christ! anything with Chris Bay. Okay, anybody with Chris Bay. It says Chris Bay versus Trent. Bam. There you go. Let's go.
Okay.
By the way, before you continue, I'm trying to convince Queen in the chat because she said we needed to watch together on Tuesday. So, Queen, can you please do the viewing parties that you used to do on Google Hangouts? Like that we used to go watch together and we used to be in the little chat on Google. She used to get like so many people. We used to watch like what we used to watch, Synergy and GCW and stuff. So anyway, go ahead.
I like Chris Bay too. My pick was also Chris Bay. I want to see him either against a Kenny Omega or probably mostly Kenny Omega, to be honest. him and Kenny Omega would probably have a pretty good match.
But even FTR in the North were tweeting at each other.
Dude, yeah, I saw that. I'd love to see those two.
Oh my god. Yes.
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 our girl Cupid Girl puts, coming from watching Impact, I am super excited for this partnership. The matches, the stacked women's division and tag division, Callahan and Moxley betting the ever loving shit out of each other. Okay, I said that wrong. This and more is going to make wrestling in 2021 a must-watch on TV. Also bring a lot more eyes to watch Impact as well. So that's also good, too. If this is just a partnership to help out Impact and, you know, help out each other, hey, if it brings more eyes to Impact, that's great. A win-win situation there. Our boy, so finishing it there. I haven't watched Impact for years. I planned this week. I'd say it's working as intended. You're damn right it is.
Yep.
At All Elite Blog, shout outs to you guys. What's going on? It can only be a thing. If more companies work together, we can get another wrestling resurgence, which will let inexperienced talent grow. It worked for New Japan Pro Wrestling for years, sending their prospects out on excursions. So that is also true. Brad LaFret puts the 100 emoji. Damn right. Ed Paradis puts smart move. Dave at KCDave85 puts give me Moxley and Sammy immediately.
God.
Damn right. Our friends at A Shot of Wrestling tweeted at us. Shout out to you guys. They put, it's a huge win for the fans. Damn right. It's all about the fans as well. It's a big win for us getting to experience this kind of craziness. Aaron Pritchard put, my mind has been blown, and put the 11 from Stranger Things going, pfft.
Yep.
Black Wrestling Dude puts Sabin Shelley against the Lucha Bros will be off the charts crazy good. Oh my god. I totally forgot about Sabin and Shelley. Yeah. That'll be great. Boy, Irish Wrestling Entertainment put a gif. But what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I said in an accent because there's a cowboy in it, and I can't tell who that is. I can't tell. Dark Elegance puts, I love it. I appreciate that companies are willing to work together for the betterment of each other, the fans, and the industry. Well said there. Jen at JN or JNoobs4 puts, great for wrestlers, great for wrestling fans, great for wrestling all around. Can't wait to see what happens. Damn right. Dog88 at CoolSickM. What a name. Best thing that could happen for AW's women's division. The women for both promotions all know each other very well,
and
have been wrestling each other in the indies for years. They are friends and competitors. If that's what's happening here, then I am here all for all of it. Hashtag boom.
Absolutely.
River City Handsome. These names, guys. I'm still trying to process all this, but it's effing amazing. Black Wrestling Group tweeted again, actually. Let the dream matches begin. GTW at It's Me GTW puts, I'm into it. If nothing else, it's very interesting move with a lot of potential. Plus Chris Bay versus anybody.
Yes.
Is Ace Austin still with Impact? Question mark.
Yes.
Him versus everyone too, if so.
A cake.
What'd you say? The hell did you say? Did you say beefcake?
I said that cake. No, that's Jordan Oliver.
Anywho, Rehu. Carmine Rocco puts WWE has never opened or was never open to a partnership with any major company. Missed out on so many possible dream matches. Excited to see AEW and Impact showcase their talent. Exactly. Sums it up right there. The Elite Era Network with EZ. What a name. Rosemary versus Sheeta, please. Lincoln puts, I'm all for shared wrestling universe. More crossover brings more deserving talent in front of more fans. Exactly. DJ Tygon puts, love it. Give me more. Yeah. We've all been seeing NWA stars in AW for a while now, and NWA has been crossover with ROH heavily before the pandemic. Bring them all together along with NJPW. The revolution must be televised. Hashtag Tony versus the Titan.
My goodness.
So Squeakly at CC or C Claiborne puts a bunch of dream matches here. He put Moxley versus Callahan, the North versus FTR, Darby Allin versus Eric Young, Moose versus Hobbs, Swan versus Cody, Sheeta versus Jordan Grace, Rosemary versus Abaddon.
Yes. Yes.
So there's some good dream matches there.
Yes.
Akinwale Aerobic. Sorry if I mispronounced that. This could be the beginning of the power shift in wrestling. Get ROH and NJPW on board involved, and this could be the closest thing to a wrestling move we've seen in 20 years.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm curious. Let me know in the chat, because I've been kind of seeing a lot of stuff with that WCW thing going on. So, but I saw something that Ring of Honor is looking to partner with somebody. So is that meaning that that's going to happen? Like, with everything that kind of happened with the Young Bucks and Kenny and all that, you know, the salt of how they felt after leaving and stuff with Ring of Honor and New Japan. Like, you know, are we going to have that open door eventually with them or with, you know, that's what
I think. So I think it's just the one of many crossovers we're going to see. I think once Impact, maybe if they're just doing this for now, once that fades away, I can see maybe something in the future with Ring of Honor for sure. And then, you know, eventually I think the big ticket is a partnership with New Japan. You think about the talent that's in New Japan to have dream matches with some of the talent in AEW. It's just a super card between New Japan and AEW would probably, you could sell out a football stadium for the matches you can put together there. So
this alone is a lot, but Margaret just said Bay versus Scorpio. Like, God, give
they have similar styles. So, I mean, that would, it would clash pretty good, but I like Bay versus Omega a lot more. I think that's one of my dream matches scenario there.
All right.
Oof. Anywho.
Wow. Man,
there's a lot of answers there. Thank you to everyone who tweeted out for that fan tweet. Yes. Thank you all to have tuned in live tonight. Thank you very much. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, thank you very much. If you're coming back and watching the YouTube version, thank you again. And if you are one of our many download listeners, thank you so much for downloading the episode each and every single week. It means the absolute world to myself and Tiff to be doing this and for you guys to support us this way. And again, like I said, you can support us in another way by becoming a Patreon member for the network, which is the network that runs the All Elite podcast and all the other podcasts available. As little as $1 a month, you'll get access to exclusive content like myself and Tiff doing some more free-for-all podcasts. We're continually to be brainstorming to add stuff to it. If you guys have something you want me and Tiff to do or to put on Patreon, we will look into it and most likely do it. And I'm just going to keep adding stuff to it and keep brainstorming. So, yeah. So, again, little as $1 a month gets you access to that. So, thank you to all who have so far and to your future Patreon members. Thank you in advance, I guess.
Yes.
But anyways, Tiff, I think I'm all out of gas. Oof, podcast gas.
That was a lot. It was a lot. But, you know, really, really exciting. Like, I'm looking forward to what's going to happen next week. So
2 days to watch wrestling next week now. We got to watch Impact, and we got to watch Dynamite to see what the follow-up is. Poor Dark. Dark's going to be in the dark next week.
Well, no, maybe not. No, maybe they'll move it or...
Or you just watch it the next day.
Yeah, or later, maybe they'll premiere it earlier or later.
That would be the smart thing to do. Premiere earlier so that it gives you time to go and watch Impact. That's key right there. Key.
Make sure you follow our girl Queen of NE, because I love hanging out in her chats, because she's gonna do a watch along now. So those are the best, like just hang out chatting with her, and you never know who's gonna pop up into those chats. I'll tell you that. So we've had some wrestlers hang out in the chat. LSG's been in there. It's been pretty fun chatting with him. So you never know.
You never know. Well, that is gonna wrap it up, guys, for the All Elite Podcast. Next week begins Christmas theme month. For the next couple of episodes, myself and Tiff will be doing on the All Elite Podcast. Look out for fun Christmas theme layouts we're going to do, fun Christmas intros. Maybe we'll incorporate some Christmas things to our podcast. You never know. So make sure you tune in back here, right back here, every Thursday night live here on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook on the No Holds Barred Network for the All Elite Podcast. So that's going to wrap it up. I'm your host, as always, the self-proclaimed greatest host, Kyle Masters, always joined by my co-host, she, the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies herself. That is Tiffany. God, that sounded bad. And on that note, I'm going to end the podcast, if I think, because that was horrible. I don't think I was supposed to come out like that. I'm embarrassed.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.